Welcome to the PHP Serverless News Podcast with your host, Bob Bloom. A production of South LaSalle. Welcome to the 27th episode of my PHP Serverless News. The 2025 Datadog State of Containers and Serverless Survey. Today is Tuesday, November 25th, 2025. PHP Serverless News is my weekly PHP passionate podcast about serverless news with a PHP point of view and with an eye on overall trends, published on Tuesdays. This is your podcast host, Bob Bloom, from Toronto. I organize the Greater Toronto PHP and Laravel Toronto groups. Head to gtaphp.org for info on our groups. It is with deep gratitude that I express my thanks to my intrepid sponsors of my PHP serverless project, of which this podcast is a part of, Toga Erkan and Luke Alia. I also want to thank my family for their amazing ongoing support of my PHP serverless project. Links we've referenced in this episode are listed in my notes at phpserverlessnews.com, episode 27. You can listen to this podcast on my website, RSS, Spotify, Apple, and YouTube. Datadog conducted its State of Serverless annual survey Datadog conducted its State of Serverless survey annually up to August 2023. And then Datadog stopped running the survey. Instead, they are running a new survey, their State of Containers and Serverless survey. I think what happened is what they say in the second of two introductory paragraphs. Our findings suggest that most organizations rely on an evolving mix of modern compute technologies shaped by growing focus on cost optimization, shifting preference of auto-scaling tools, and expanding ARM usage. So Datadog is evolving their serverless survey. This article has no date of publication, however. The data goes to October 2025, and its companion, Key Learnings, blog post is dated November 6th. So I assume that the survey was published early this month. I want to go over their 10 findings pretty much as is with minimal commentary, and then I will wrap it up with some closing thoughts. Their 9th finding explains why their State of Serverless survey transmuted into a State of Containers and Serverless survey. Most organizations that use serverless functions also use containers. 66% of organizations that use serverless functions also use at least one container orchestration service in the same cloud. Organizations may use serverless functions for spiky workloads and containers for long-running workloads with complex infrastructure. Now, just to wrap a definition, I asked Gemini what a container orchestration service is. A container orchestration service, is an automated system designed to manage and coordinate the deployment, scaling, networking, and overall lifecycle of software containers across a cluster of servers or nodes. Kubernetes is the de facto industry standard. And of note, and the quote above was, to me, saying that it is in the same cloud. Here are Datadog's other 9 findings. I'm quoting or paraphrasing Datadog here. GPU adoption has increased to support growing AI and data-intensive workloads. AI joins the most popular workload categories for containers. Typical use cases for using AI with containers are model training, experimentation, distributed training, inference and machine learning operations, so says Gemini. Most workloads use less than half of their requested resources. Nearly 2/3 of Kubernetes organizations use Horizontal Pod Autoscaler, HPA. HPA automatically resizes deployments to meet demand without over-provisioning. The sustained increase in its adoption shows that HPA's benefits, simplified cluster management, and automatic cost optimization are well-established and widely accepted. 80% of HPA-enabled deployments scale Kubernetes based on changes in CPU or memory utilization instead of on custom metrics. Only 20% use custom metrics. Carpenter has replaced Cluster Autoscaler as a leading tool for autoscaling in Kubernetes. The Carpenter homepage says that Carpenter automatically launches just the right compute resources to handle your cluster's applications. It is designed to let you take full advantage of the cloud with fast and simple compute provisioning for Kubernetes clusters. Carpenter was originally developed by AWS, but its presence is growing in Azure and other clouds, giving momentum to its increasing adoption. Most customers in AWS, Google Cloud, and Azure use at least one serverless compute service. Lambda is AWS' most popular serverless offering, used by 65% of AWS customers. Wow! And Cloud Run shows similar adoption on Google Cloud at 70%. On Azure, 56% of customers use App Service more than any other serverless compute offering. Taken together, the status suggests that serverless is essential for most customers, but not tied to a single dominant use case. The leading services excel across different workload types. Lambda for event-driven functions, Cloud Run for containerized services, and App Service for always-on apps. Lacking a single use case, we attribute serverless high adoption to its broad advantages. Fast and transparent scaling per invocation pricing, and operational simplicity. Jobs and cron jobs run short, but deployments in stateful sets are long-lived. Most Kubernetes containers are short-lived. Almost two-thirds have an uptime of under 10 minutes, and about one-third finish running in under 1 minute. Most short-lived containers are associated with jobs, cron jobs, and standalone pods. By contrast, containers running more than 10 minutes are most often part of a deployment, daemon set, or stateful set, suggesting that those Kubernetes objects manage primarily long-lived containers. ARM usage continues to expand across Lambda functions and cloud instances. Lambda functions running on ARM rose from 9% to 19% over the past 2 years. Cloud-based ARM rose from 9% to 15%. There is a companion blog post enumerating key learnings. These are the highlights. There's only three. Fine-tune to mitigate over-provisioning. Match the right compute model for your workload. And use ARM. Here are my closing thoughts. Tracking the most popular Lambda languages is now irrelevant. What was a specific point in past serverless surveys does not even register on the new survey's radar. Serverless platforms are sharing their primacy with container orchestration. This is a major trend change. In my 25th episode of my problem show, the 7 things about serverless that I think, number 6 is serverless platforms and technologies are not fungible, so it's important to understand what use cases any given platform or technology satisfies. So you understand what you're using, understand what's out there, and then, as Datadog recommends, match the right compute model for your workload. Thank you for listening to my 27th episode of my PHP Serverless News, the 2025 Datadog State of Containers and Serverless Survey. My next episode is scheduled for Tuesday, December 2nd. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasallesoftware.ca.